Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and they held their public budget hearing and approved the budget for the next coming fiscal year. Just kind of tell the residents of Indianola what they should expect.
Thanks, Andrew. The budget process was concluded last night. It's a big step for the organization and for the community. We are required by state law to get it in by March 15th, so that's why we had it on March 4th. It was several months leading up to this, a lot of research that went into some of the initiatives that are included in this budget. So last fiscal year, what we did was studied the staffing levels of our police and fire department, conducted a building assessment here at City Hall, which houses public safety, to better understand the current and future needs. So a lot of that research plays into what happens with the next budget. There are certainly other initiatives. We've got capital plans, vehicle and equipment replacement schedules, making sure that our staff are properly equipped to provide the services on behalf of the community. So the budget goes into effect July 1. This budget does have a property tax increase. It's 57 cents. That 57 cents is directly tied to the addition of the two police officers and three firefighters, as well as a clerical position for the police department. So that is what the increase is going to fund. We've got some big things coming in this budget. We're going to continue the assessment of City Hall / public safety to better plan for the current and future needs. So we have kind of a high level assessment. Now we start getting down into the details a little bit and what the future holds for us on that. We continue our investment in infrastructure. We've got some storm sewer projects. We've got some road projects that are planned. Obviously, the wastewater treatment plant is an initiative that's going to be getting into high gear here in the next fiscal year. So we've got funds budgeted for that. It's a great budget. It's a balanced budget. We're happy about that. And now staff turns our attention to preparing the public presentation document. We'll be submitting that to the IGFOA for what we hope to be our third consecutive Distinguished Budget Award. But it will be a very transparent document that shows exactly where dollars are going and what it's funding. We do appreciate everybody, KNIA, and the other media and the community for helping us tell the story and sharing the information. Obviously, we want to make sure we're communicating with our residents, and that way everybody's aware of what's going on, what's being planned, what's being talked about. We've had a lot of exposure on our website, social media, and obviously through media outlets like you guys. So we really appreciate that.
Now that the budget process has come to a close, what would you say if there are any goals for the city of Indianola? I don't mean like specific items in the budget, just kind of an overall message that you think this budget sends.
I think from the staff standpoint, the message that it sends out is what we'd like the residents to understand is we are here to provide a service to them. And we are going to be really good fiscal stewards of their taxpayer dollars. We spent a lot of time thinking through, researching, understanding what our needs were, and we wanted to make sure that we were having that data-guided discussion with the council and getting the prioritization back. Raising taxes is not something that's easy for any organization to do. And I think when you look at how the funding is broken out, most of the tax dollar goes to public safety, which is one of the core services of the community. So making sure that this is a safe, a livable, viable community, I mean, public safety is at the cornerstone of that. It's a balanced budget, and the investment of taking the money that taxpayer dollars, making sure that we're spending it wisely and in areas that are needed to ensure that the community stays as wonderful as it is.
Another quick update, just what's going on with Rag Bri and what should community members know about a really fun event coming up this summer?
So we are in the process. We're finalizing all the appointments to the various subcommittees. Rag Bri gives you a blueprint, a very thick document, and it spells out what positions you need and what assignments they're responsible for. So we had to get up and running pretty quick because Rag Bri already had the schedule of meetings in place in the book. So we had to quickly get some folks in place. But so planning has started. The groups are starting to have some of their initial meetings. Rag Bri actually has a training for us on Thursday. It's an all-day training. So that will be a great opportunity for folks to get some input from Rag Bri officials, get some feedback on what worked well, what didn't from other communities. And then the rubber really hits the road. We are excited. We're in the process of securing some of our entertainment, and I'm just going to leave it at that because it's something we're really excited about. Really, the goal is to make sure that our stop is a memorable one for the riders and for RAGBRAI.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.